Blog Talk Radio.
This is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas.
Question. If you're the only one of your kind, based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win. But the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve. Wonder.
Hey, what's going on, man? Oh, shit. I'm turning this one. Pop that light in there, man. There we go. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class in session. Got a good show for you. Not long. It's not going to be a long show. It's going to be a probably like a two hours and some change. Not going to go long today. Going to the movies and shit with my boys, so I'm a but I wanted to chop it up with y'all guys and talk about put some game, put some flavor on y'all, let y'all know what's going on and stuff. Guys, if you have a question or anything, go ahead and put a Q in the chat room. And if you have a question, you can call in at 515-605-9373. 515-605-9373, and we're going to talk about how to become irresistible to women. The phone number, please, if you can just look below me and read, Big Dog, you'll see that scrolling thing right there. See those numbers that's right there? That's the number right there, brother. It's right there, brother, okay? You call in, you got a question, guys. Yeah, 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373 is the number. If you have a question and everything, just want to give y'all a shout-out. Let me check the line. I have the lines over. Yeah, it's going to be just a few hours, not a long show. But we're going to talk about irresistible because some of us think that you have to look good or you have to be a certain caliber of an individual to be irresistible to a man, and that's not the case that I want to talk about today. Becoming irresistible will shock you because most of y'all guys think it's more about what the woman wants or what the woman needs. It's not even, it doesn't even touch on those things, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, that and answering any of y'all calls. And, hey, thank you, Maurice. That's what I told him, man. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So That's what we want to do. But what we want you guys to do is go ahead and get your notebook out. We're going to chop it up, and we're going to talk about what does it mean? What is it about? How to become irresistible and everything. And once y'all are able to do that, you'll be able to have a better sense of what you need to do when it comes to women. Because most of us have the wrong impression when it comes to being irresistible to a woman. What is it going to take? What do I need to do to draw a woman into me? And we're going to break that down. Because, see, what most people don't understand, and when women out there, when women are out there and they're moving along their day, they always run into a certain kind of guy. I would say probably they run into 98% of the guys out that they run into are technically what we call food. And a lot of guys are frustrated and they're always asking themselves, well, what can I do? What am I doing wrong? What can I do to make those changes? And see, it's like the thing about women, like I've always told you guys, they have what is called a sixth sense. And it is something they can tell a lot about a man. But you also, like I say, if y'all follow this show, you know you can always tell a man by his mindset, the way he thinks, the way he moves. But what most of the time when a woman runs up on a guy, and it's not all women, but most women, when they run up on a guy, it's as if they begin to scan him to see where he's going to go. Where is this guy going to land when she scans him? Is he going to be the weird, creepy guy? Is he going to beg? Is he going to be thirsty? Is he going to be money, a bank account, or is he going to be dinner? And when they scan that individual, sexual access will be denied. And I'll repeat that. Sexual access will be denied when you have this type of characteristic or this type of mindset. JD in the house with the super chat. God damn, JD, I'm trying to get the show going, man. JD, let me give you some love, man. Appreciate you, JD, man. Where you at, JD? Shout out to JD, man. Appreciate the $5 super chat, brother. Appreciate that, man. Shout out to you, brother. You got a question. You got your man. Appreciate the love, man. You didn't have to do that. That was very kind of you, man. But yeah, go and get y'all crayons out and soak this up, guys. 515-605-9373 is the number. We're not going to be on too long, just a few hours, okay? But I want to get back to this, and I want you guys to understand the secret to the sauce that a lot of guys are not thinking about. They're not really thinking about doing, and they're not thinking about asking themselves certain questions before they walk out that door, because there are certain things that cross a woman's mind that you have to know how to address before you even walk out that door. And I'm going to say it again. There are certain things that you have to address to you before you walk out that door. Because for a lot of men out there, they don't know how to address these things, because a lot of these men out here are not moving the way they should move. They're not working on themselves the way they should work on themselves. They're not elevating. They're not processing information. They're not storing information. They're not rehearsing themselves to themselves. So then when they get out there and meet a woman, everything goes wrong. Everything dips down. And we're going to do, and today I'm going to show you the three things that's very important, but you have got to be able to answer these questions. But before I talk about the three things that you got to answer as far as a man, what is important that we want you guys to do is to understand this, and this is very, very important. The number one thing to start the process of becoming irresistible to a woman is a man that is truly authentic. What you see is what you get, and I'm not trying to be anything else but me. You see, gentlemen, when you are not really standing on your square and you're not being the man that I know you can be around a woman, it is a huge turnoff. Now, I'm not going to say that the woman is not going to go out with you. I'm not going to say the woman isn't going to text you. I'm not going to say the woman isn't going to reach out, but what you'll learn is that the woman, there's something about an authentic man that you're just not used to. Somebody that is not afraid to walk up to a woman and say what's on his mind. Someone that's not afraid to talk. Now, please understand this, and this is very important to understand, guys, for you guys out there. When you guys out here are approaching women, when I say be authentic and be real, I don't mean just to walk up to the woman and say you want to fuck. Because, see, this is something that a lot of you guys get wrong. Yes, women love sex. Yes, women get horny. And yes, women do all those things. But the one thing a woman does not do is she's just not going to run off with some type of stranger. You know what I mean? She's just not going to do that. I know a lot of you guys think that women do that, but they don't do that. It doesn't work that way. A woman wants to get to know, because you've got to understand the times that we're in right now. And it's always been like that. But yes, I'm not going to deny a connection between two people. That can happen. Absolutely. But the chances of most of you guys having that happen is not really probable for most of you guys, as far as meeting a woman and having that connection where she wants to sleep with you. In order to have that connection, her eyes have to line up with your behavior. Let me say it again. Her eyes have got to line up with your behavior. So if she sees you as a sexy individual, she thinks that you're sexy, or she thinks you're cute. See, unlike us, we're not that way. We see a sexy woman and we just want to fuck, you know what I mean? We see a sexy woman, we just want to smash. But the thing about women, when they see a sexy man, okay, I see a sexy man, but what kind of a man is he? And everything. Hey, what's up? What's up, No Party? What's good with you, brother? Shout out to everybody in here. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there, let me check the phone lines if you want to call in. We got a two-hour show. 515-605-9373 is the number. We're going to be chopping it up. But we're going to talk about the three things that you got to think about. You know, one thing that I had to do in order to worry, here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. That's what we want to talk about. So here's the thing. Thing that you got to understand is, brother, they're not complicated. Women are not complicated. Women are easy to understand when you know who you are. Yeah, here you go, Darth. You took the words right out my motherfucking right. Yes. Yes. You see, gentlemen, once you are able to have more clarity on who you are, women become less complicated because you know how to put your bid in versus trying to beg her for her time. See, most guys think that the woman is complicated, or like I said before, a lot of guys see a beautiful woman and they automatically assume because she's beautiful that she's complicated, or she's stuck up, or she's a gold digger, or you don't have a chance with her and all that other stuff. Okay. And that's okay. And what I'm saying to you guys out here is that the more you begin to learn who you are, the more you begin to win. But these are things that we have to ask ourselves. Okay. This is very important. Because we're going to go over these three things. I'm going to go ahead and post it up right now. But and I want to say this. Remember, before you walk out your door, you have got to be able to answer this question, these three questions. And the reason why you must answer these questions before you walk out your door is because these are the questions the woman is asking herself about you. Let me say it again. Let me say it again. Before you walk out that door, you have got to understand and be able to answer all these three questions. Clear, concise, transparent. You have got to hit these questions. You cannot pause. You cannot guess. You cannot know. You've got to know, but you've also got to know your why. And understand, because when you meet a woman, when you approach a woman, this is something that she's going to think about. Wait, before I do it, hold on, guys. Y'all know how we do. Before I even hit that button right here to tell y'all guys, always remember everything you hear is 100% authentic. Nobody's talking about what I am talking about right now. I just want to make sure. So if you hear this again, you know where it's coming from. Nobody is talking about and discussing what I'm about to show you guys right now, because we're getting real deep with the game here. And I'm going to say it one last time before I show you. Last time. We're going to go over these. We're going to answer these, okay? No. I don't even know about no 5W questions. No, it ain't no 5Ws. It's three simple ones right here. And here you go, guys. Oop, let me take this thing off. Three simple things, okay? And this is, okay? What you got to do? Who are you? What do you want? And why you? That's it. This is very important. Okay? Who are you? And here you go, J98. Who are you to you? What do you want without playing games, without bullshitting, without beating around the bush? And the last one is why you? So who am I? What do I want and why me? If you cannot answer these questions, you are automatically going to lose. And if what you want is sex, you've already lost. You already lost. Because there's nothing in the cupboard that's going to make her want to sleep with you when you have flooded the market like everybody else. So these are very important. We're going to talk about these, okay? We're going to discuss these, all right? And what I want you to do is this. And we're going to look at each one of these things, okay? I'm going to just pop it up real quick and just look at this one. Who am I? All right? Who are you? Now, these are what she's saying. When she meets you, when you approach her, you say hi to her, she's asking herself these questions. And if you do not or cannot answer these three things, who am I? What is it that I want and why you? And what? Let's look at this. Now, when she's asking who you are, first off, you got to understand you are a complete stranger. But I'm not talking about you introducing yourself to a woman as in who are you so you can introduce yourself to me. Who are you to you? Who are you to you? Because who you are to you is going to be very, very important. Very, very important. Thank you for the 31 likes. Very, very important to all of this. Who you are. Who am I to me? That's number one. The next thing you got to understand, and this is a simple point system, she knows that you want to have sex already. She knows you want to have sex already. But the one thing she doesn't know is what kind of guy you are, because most of y'all are not coming like men. So what happens is, again, I show you, are you the weird, creepy guy? Are you the thirsty guy? Are you the weirdo guy? Are you about money or want to take away? Wait, what is it that you want? Because most of you guys are going to lie to a lot of women to get what you want or try to get what you want. Okay? And what I'm saying to you guys is simply this, is that the problem with most of you guys, and if we even look at, hold on, wait, let me see, Julian, let me see. Are you referring to learning who, what, when, who, and why? Well, not a little bit, JD. Not much, because I don't want to get in that product. That's a little bit in that, but I'm not going to get too deep in that. But those two things at the top is not the most important one. The biggest one is at the bottom. Why? You. Why you? And this is a place where most of you sex-starved, inexperienced motherfuckers that ain't got no game lose at the why you part. Because some of you will get past the who you are. Some of you will get even past by what you want, because most of you will be thirsty, begging, bartering, trying to impress the woman, all that other shit. But why you? Why is the why you the important? Because if gentlemen, if she has hundreds of guys, even maybe thousands of guys trying to get the one thing that's between her legs, why should she give it to you? Why should she give it to you? What is it about you that will make her say, you know what? This man is different from everybody else. Because what you, most of you guys don't understand is it doesn't matter who you are and what you want. It's the why you. But also it's why not you. Because most of these guys, most of you guys out here do not display the things you need to display to show the woman why it's your lucky day. When is the last time, because it's weird that I'm saying this for a lot of you guys because y'all aren't used to this type of thinking, but when is the last time you said to yourself, I'm doing her a favor? Matter of fact, guys, what's going to be great about Sunday's show, we're going to be talking about the sport of the game. We're going to be talking about the sport of the game, man. Just for the sport of the game, I'm talking about just messing with beautiful women because you can. Just letting them get close and throwing them back in the water because you can. The sport of the game. So we'll be discussing that tomorrow. But what I'm saying to a lot of you guys out here is that the problem with the majority of you guys, okay? Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. But there's two things that are going to hamper the majority of you guys right now. And you'll never be, you can never be irresistible to a woman being scared to talk to women. You can never be irresistible to a woman when you ain't standing on your square. You can never be irresistible to a woman when you cannot communicate you. See, what I tell you guys, what's important is communicating yourself to yourself first. So then when you talk to a woman, you can communicate yourself to her. But most of you guys cannot even communicate yourself to a woman by letting her know what it is you're trying to go towards. Where are you bringing her? Here's the question. Where are you bringing her that the other guys are not bringing her? And I'm not saying dinner because we ain't doing those dinner dates and all that shit. I want y'all to think about that. Let me check the phone lines. 515-605-9373 is the number. But this is what I'm saying to a lot of you guys. How do we begin to be the YU? And this is, see, Jay, it's not qualities necessarily. Because the way you're talking, see, most of y'all guys think that the game is, most of y'all guys think the game is like different hats that you can put this hat on and you can put that hat on or something like that. The game doesn't work that way. Everything that's going to get you a victory in this game has to start off with here, how you feel, how you think about yourself. You see, when you're looking for qualities, that's saying that I really don't have anything about me and I'm trying to, just trying to, like somebody's going to say, well, I'm just saying, like, I'll give you something that somebody tried to tell y'all motherfuckers. Okay, smile and hold eye contact or some goofy ass shit like that. That's not going to help you when you're not being authentic to you. In order for you to be irresistible, guys, to women, the first thing you've got to be is loyal and faithful to you. You must be loyal and faithful to you because I can tell you this right now, 98% of those guys aren't out there are not loyal and faithful to themselves. And you want to know why? It's very easy to answer the question. Because 98% of those guys are not authentic. They're not authentic, okay? And what I'm saying to you guys, that's important. And, hey, okay, this is the last time. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. MS, this is the man motherfucking mindset. This is your last warning, and I promise you on all that I am, if you question what the fuck I'm saying and what I'm doing again, bitch, you're gone. So I'm going to say this last time, bitch, you weak motherfucker. Do not try to draw up shit. My dog Licario teaches what he teaches, bitch, and I teach what I teach. So the last time, this is your last time, say something again. Matter of fact, you don't belong here, buddy. Goodbye. How about that? Let's keep going. What I'm saying to you guys, here we go. Here's the beautiful thing about the game that I want y'all to understand. You see, the thing that I'm trying to get you to do to become irresistible is to become irresistible to yourself. Let me say it again. The thing is to become irresistible. The step process is to really become irresistible to the man in the mirror, because when you become irresistible to that motherfucker, guys, you're going to see the world in a whole different light. You're going to see the game in a whole different way, because when you're irresistible to yourself, you don't take women out to dinner. That's what the guy who tries to hide behind food to impress the woman who ain't fucking him when he isn't irresistible to himself. The guy that's not irresistible to himself is a guy that's going to beg a woman, please give me your number. Please call me. Please go out with me. Please give me a moment of your time when you are not irresistible to yourselves, gentlemen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? When you're not irresistible to yourselves, okay? What I'm saying to all my dogs out there, when you are irresistible to you, you begin to see the world in a new set of motherfucking eyes, and the eyes that you see them in are attached to one thing and one thing only. When you become loyal, when you become faithful and irresistible to yourself, something inside of you begins to unlock, gentlemen. Something inside of you, not me, but inside of you, and that's what we're going to be talking about. Something happens to you. Something beautiful happens to you when you start to see it. When you start to realize that there's something inside of me that's greater than how tall I am. That's greater than how much money I have. That's greater than where I live and how I dress and what job I have. It is this thing right here, your motherfucking fingerprint that you stand on and you roll with, because you are only loyal and faithful to yourself. And when you're loyal and faithful to yourself, you are able to change the rules of the game to your specifications. But it is here is where the why you comes in at, because when you don't play by the rules of normal people, you change the game up. When you are faithful to yourself, when you're loyal to yourself, and your faithfulness and your loyalty is so great, you become irresistible to you. They become perks. Well, then y'all heard me. Women become perks until you deem them special. You will no longer have a throne in which you set fruit at her feet. No longer. You'll no longer do that. You will finally be able to sit and take your throne, take your crown and live like the motherfucking king you have always, it has been your birthright since you became a motherfucking man. Since your genetics, when you hit that egg and it, you got baked to become a motherfucking man, it was your birthright to sit on your throne and look at all these motherfucking perks that are not special until they show you why they're special. Women are not, women are so used to the caking that guys do. The women are used to guys sitting around and kissing their ass, wanting to buy them things. Don't feel like I'm good enough for a woman at all. But why you? Why you? Because I tell you, when you are loyal and faithful and irresistible to yourself, there is no competition. You are your own competition, because no longer will you look to the woman for any of your answers. You begin to look to yourself for the answers. But when you begin to look to yourself for the answer, gentlemen, something happens. Something happens. And it is not that you become an asshole. It's not that you're a jerk. It's not that you're cocky. It's not that you're conceited. It's that when a woman gets around you, unlike everybody else, she will begin to feel liberated when she's around you versus having a sense of entitlement, gentlemen, okay? Because the liberation that you are giving her, you are unlocking things in her. You are bringing her up. You are taking her emotions that's on a bottom, a bottom base barrel. And all you're doing with the drug of you is you are adding to those feelings that she's having, gentlemen. She becomes liberated not only here, but also down here. The thing that she wants, she liberates that where she wants to fuck you. She wants to be with you. She wants to hold you, smell you, kiss you, rub you, touch you. When you liberate her, gentlemen, when you liberate a woman, see, most women are not liberated, because remember, guys, most women have this thought process that all of us are alike, and because of the 98% that she's seen and everything, okay? And what I'm saying to you guys is this. What I'm saying to all you guys, I'm going to check the phone lines if y'all want to call in. We're only doing a few hours, so I'm going to try to get it all in. If y'all want to call in, lines are open. We got an hour and a half of that to go. We're going to shut that down because I'm going to the movies to watch A Quiet Place with my dogs and shit. But now, what I'm saying is this, guys, is that once you can liberate and show a woman that you can liberate her from what? What happens when you can make that blush go up from a 1 to a 5 to a 10 to a 20 to make her smile more when you're not around? Now, let me tell you what I mean by smile more. See, guys, when you liberate a woman and she's not doing anything, no matter where she's at, she just cracks a smile out of nowhere, and everybody around her say, oh, what's so funny? What happened? What happened? And she's just like, nothing. You want to know why? Because she's thinking about you. She's thinking about that text message. She's thinking about that voice message. She's thinking about that video message. She's thinking about the last conversation you had. She's thinking about what it would be like, fantasizing. All these things are liberating because it not only makes her feel like that high school thing, like a high school love type thing, but it ups the ante of it. It brings it up higher. It brings it up higher, gentlemen. And that's what I'm talking to. You've got to be able to do this. When you are able to do this, okay? See, the thing that women love is not only a man that can liberate them, but also And let's go back again. Let's go back to your boy again. Y'all remember I told you your boy. I'm about to bring your boy up. Let me find that motherfucker. Let me see if I got him. Where is he at? Where did I put him at? Let me see if I can find him. Let me see if I can find him. If I can't find him, I'll just bring him in. I'll just tell you who he is. Oh my God, I love him. Hey, man, let me find this shit. Hold on, I gotta find this shit. Hold on, let me see here. 515-605-9373 is the number. If you have a question, go ahead and put a cue in there. If you want to call in, you can. Let me go ahead and find my hero, which is going to connect the next thing. My hero. Oh, man. This guy paved the way for us all. This motherfucker right here. This guy... If you want to worship somebody and you want to love somebody and you want to care for somebody else other than you, there's one motherfucker. I'm saving it right now. I'm about to load him up. There's one motherfucker that's going to connect with what I'm about to tell you right now. Oh, my God. Hey, guys. Oh, he's the best. He's the motherfucking shit. And I'm loading him up right now. And that is your boy. Oh, man. Guys. This motherfucker right here, this man right here has set up everything for us right here, what I'm about to talk about right here. This man, this is game right here. Nobody's talking about this. Remember what I told you guys. When she was young, they always loved the good guy, the knight in shining armor. Oh, the knight in shining armor. He's going to fight and slay the dragon, and he's going to meet the princess, and they're going to live happily ever after, right? When she was a little girl. But as she got older, she pegged that motherfucking knight in shining armor to be the nice guy, the friend zone guy. The guy that's not really going to sleep with her. You're going to be my shoulder to cry on, guy. You're going to be the guy that I talk about other men. You're going to be driving me around. No. See, when they don't tell you in those Disney movies that I'm teaching you right now to connect when I'm about to connect, is that remember, women are watching Disney on two levels when they're young. A conscious level and a subconscious level. The subconscious level does not unlock until she learns her sexuality. On a conscious level, oh man, the good guy, you know, the guy that's going to take off his jacket and put it over a puddle, the guy that's going to gallop in and save the motherfucking day, the guy that's going to beat the bad. Oh, That's what I want. I want the good guy. I want the nice guy. I want the guy that listens to me, that validation, that makes me feel good. That's that bullshit, right? But what happens when they get older and they get all that shit from these cake-ass motherfuckers? Oh, Johnny, you're so sweet. You're so kind. Oh, you know, you are the sweetest guy. Oh, you didn't have to pay my rent. You didn't have to take me to this really fancy restaurant. Oh, I need a bill. Oh, you're so sweet. That's on a conscious level, brother. But what Mickey did for all of us, what Mickey did for all of us lions out here, us kings, is that deep on a subconscious level, there were the building blocks of us being created subconsciously, because at that age, she wasn't, it did not connect to her. Because at that age, oh, they love the living happily ever after. Everything when they were a little girl, happily ever motherfucking after. Until they started to get older. And they started to understand that there were two types of people in those movies. It was never just the one good guy on a conscious level, that's all she knows. But deep, deep, deep inside, deep, 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 deep inside of the subconscious, guys. Listen to what Uncle's saying. Deep inside the subconscious, guys. The subconscious mind, guys. The one place that she cannot scratch and wipe it off like makeup. What Mickey did for us was a good look. Because deep, deep inside, the bad boy, the evil guy, we call him, the jerk, the asshole. What were the characteristics of the bad guy? Isn't it odd? He was the only one that saw the big picture. He always focused on the future and what he wanted to accomplish. He had direction. He went out to do what he wanted to do. He didn't care what happened. He didn't play any games. He was clear, concise, impactful. He communicated with clear transparency on what the fuck he wanted to do. He was open, honest. He didn't lie. He was always driven by focusing on results, getting things done. That was what made him bad. Because he said, fuck all the good shit. I know what I want. I'm going after what I want. And I don't give a goddamn who's in my way, because nobody's going to stop me from getting what it is I want. He was fearless. He took risks. Cold and calculated. He led himself by the example of himself. He didn't need anybody. He set clear expectations of what he wanted. Well, you want to know? Only, but guess what? You know why he was bad? Because he didn't give a fuck. He didn't care. He, at the end of the day, fuck y'all. You know, this is what he said at the end of the day. Let me find it. Let me find it, my dogs. Oh, let me check the phone lines real quick if y'all want to call in. But what did he say? What did every bad guy say at the end of the day when it came to the game? Let me find it right here. This is what he said right here. Where is it at? At the end of the day, no matter what it was, fuck your feelings. Because I'm going to do what it is I do because I want to do it. And I am not going to get around and try to pretend to be something that you like, because I don't care if you like me or if you don't like me, because I like me. That's all that matters. And that's all that person was saying to himself, gentlemen. But why is this important to what I'm saying, gentlemen? It's because deep in her subconscious mind, that motherfucking M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-C did for us is that he set us up that was able to do this to a woman, and that is bring out the forbidding side of a woman that excites her. Women are excited by the forbidden, the naughty. I shouldn't be doing it, but doing it feels so good. Oh, I just worked out and I shouldn't have that chocolate, but that chocolate cake tastes so good. Oh, I shouldn't. Oh, I'm a good girl and I shouldn't fuck him, but oh my God, with fucking him would feel so good. Oh, I know I shouldn't do this, but doing that feel so good, because a man is unconventional and his strengths lie in the chemistry the two of them connect with. And the chemistry is so great and the chemistry is so powerful that, remember, it supersedes the belief system. The belief system may be stuck in. Okay, let's look at it. Remember, I'm going to connect the other dot. Follow the dots I've been showing you with the program. Follow the dots with the program. If we look at a woman today, when we say the good girl, okay, the good girl looking for the good guy is always going to be the belief system. But the subconscious, the bad boys, are stuck with the behaviors and the emotions. They go deeper than the conscious level with the woman. And that's why they love to be loved by us. They love to be wanted by us. They love to be touched by us. They love to be called by us. They love to be texted by us. They love all that stuff by us. And that's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. It's being forbidden. But what's being forbidden is that, you know what? I don't need you, but what I can provide you is an emotional high that you've never felt before. What you think you feel is nothing compared to what you're going to feel if you decide to let me in. If you decide to make that conscious decision to let me in, gentlemen, it's over. It's already over. Because you know what? Why you? Why not you? And you want to know why you? When it becomes a man, why you has nothing to do with it, because she's asking, why not you? Out of all these other guys, you know what? You're the one I think about. You're the one I want to know what you're up to. You're the one I want to text. I'm waiting on your text. You're the one I want to talk to on the phone. Do you see what I'm saying? You're the one. Okay? When I am saying to each and every one of my man mindset dogs out there, is that the rules change when you are all about you. When you are irresistible to you, you will become irresistible to her because you're not playing by her motherfucking rules. Her rules are you got to be a good guy. You know what? You got to go on 4 fucking dates. Goddamn, you got to hold her hand by week 3. Fucking week 4, you might get a hug. Week 5, you might get a kiss on the cheek. Week 6, hey, guys, I'm just guessing. I'm just guessing because I don't deal by those rules. Because guys like me, they want us that first week. Within a few days, they realize that you are different. You are different. And this is the cunt. This is why Mickey, y'all, hey, whenever y'all flip y'all channels, you see Walt Disney, just salute that motherfucker. Hey, Mick, good job. Because Mickey set shit up for us all. Mickey set up the asshole for us all, because don't think there's just a one-sided movie that them girls have been watching. Why do you think every single movie there's an asshole, a bad boy, a jerk? Because they know they're connecting with the woman because it's forbidden fucking fruit that they want to bite. And boy, when they bite that fruit, when they bite that fruit, they take their little finger. Oh, God damn. Oh, my God. That was the best thing. They go fucking crazy because the emotional level in which you put them on is so motherfucking deep that they crave you. And they hate craving you because that means craving you means I'm giving in to you. I'm giving in to that naughty side of myself. But, man, it sure fucking feels good. Oh, man, it sure fucking feels good to be liberated and have forbidden thoughts. I know, listen, I'm a good girl. I'm a good girl. I don't believe in this, and I don't believe in that, and I shouldn't do this, and I don't want to do this. But when they see a motherfucker that liberates them right here, game changes, guys. Let me check the phone lines as we spitting this fire. 216, what's up, big dog? How can I help you, man? What's up?
Hey, Steve.
What's going on, man? Yeah, I got you, brother. I turned the music down. What's going on? How can I help you, brother?
Yeah, I was the guy last time that texted on your live show about I forgot the question I asked, but basically you were telling me about approaching. And then I approached a 30-year-old woman 2 days ago. And when I was texting her and stuff, she was telling me about, like, how, you know, I'm too young for her and stuff. And I'm 19, by the way. So I just wanted to know, like, is she trying to say
hi to you? Hey, role play. I want you to tell me what she said. Tell me, say that statement to my motherfucking ass. Now, wait. When she said that you're too young to you, what did you say?
I didn't say nothing. I just ignored it.
All right, you ignored it. Now, say that statement to Unc. Say that statement to Unc.
Exactly how she said it?
Exactly how she said it.
She said that I don't think this is... I don't think you're going to get anything out of it. You're too young.
But all right. Stop right there. Let me tell you something. One thing you need to learn about me is I'm the kind of man that goes after what he wants. I don't look at age. I don't look at race and all that. I just want something legal, of course, right?
Right.
The reason I met you was because, you know what? You caught my curiosity. Your body caught my curiosity. And I'm the kind of man that goes after what he wants. But I can see that, you know what? Your character is not matching up to what I like. And the fact that you feel that I'm too young for you, then you know what? Look. If you change your mind, you know where to find me. Other than that, I don't want to waste your time, and I damn sure don't want to waste my time. See you later. Bye. Now, if you want to be nice, we can calmer that and then just go ahead and light the candle in the window and say, baby, the next time you change your mind, you want to fuck, you want to laugh, you want to have a good time, holler back at me. But until then, you take care of yourself, because I'm not that kind of – listen, I want a woman – ready? That knows what she wants. And if you are using that as an excuse, then why'd you take my – wait, you took her number, so I'm just saying I would give her my number.
No. Actually, like you told me before, like, to let her take the number.
No, but
that's
saying
– that, she...
Wait. All right, let's go over what you did. What did you say when you approached her?
About how I wanted to get to know her in a more intimate way.
And what did she say?
And she was laughing and stuff, and she was done with it. Then she take my number down.
Okay. So then when you called that nice round beauty, you know, got to say ass. When you called that her ass, what would you say to her? What'd you say to her, brother?
I didn't call. I just texted her.
When she texts you, hi, I'm Gloria, whatever the fuck she did, what did you say?
I'm the one that texted her first. I told her that this is Phil.
So you got her fucking number, man, right?
Right. But what happened was I gave her my number, and then she called me right on the spot, like right there.
All right. So what did you say in your text message to her?
I told her my name, like, this is Phil.
Oh, that's it? This is Philip.
Wait.
You hear that noise? You hear that? What is that noise right there? Her pussy just dried. Hey, how you doing? I'm Philip. Really, motherfucker? That's all you had to tell her? Hey, what's going on, girl? It's Steve. How you doing? This is the guy that saw you down there. This is the guy. I guess, what am I doing, guys? I'm eating my fruity pebbles today. Yeah, you know what? How you doing, baby girl? Hey, you know what? Because I guess you called me, so I'm hitting you back. But you know what? I just wanted to give you a shout out, say how you doing and everything. And if you don't know who this is the guy that made the decision to go ahead and give you the opportunity.
Just added a little flavor.
I'm always adding a dog. I'm telling you, I'm going to my culinary school, man. What I keep telling you, brother, every time you talk to a woman, guess where the fuck you should be? Before you even talk to the woman, what should you go to? The number one place in your mind, you should be going to your culinary school so you can cook up some motherfucking flavor. Cook the flavor. And then once you get the flavor, you go to your marketing team. How can I take this flavor and put me in the best position possible? And then once you cook the flavor up, you go to your studio and mix that shit down and reply. Does that make any sense?
Yeah,
but how you doing? This is Philip. And guess what else she hears all day? How you doing? My name is Ronnie. How you doing? My name is Bobby. How you doing? My name is Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike. If I like the girl cares who you like, cool it now. You know what I mean? All she hears all day, how you doing? This is Sebastian. This is Devontae. This is Terrell. My God. And you wonder why they ain't trying to fuck you? Where is the excitement? Not that you're excited to get her, but where's excitement? You saying, you know what? I can't wait to get this woman to want to fuck me. That excitement. That's the fucking excitement I'm talking about. Does that make any sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah, but you're like, hey, how you doing? This is you, right? Whoever the fuck. And then what happened? What happened after that?
She sent me a green check mark.
Oh, no, with a question mark, right?
Yeah. Not question mark. This is a check.
All right, so then what? So what'd you do next?
I asked her what she liked to do, and then she told me.
Whoa, wait. What city are you in?
New York.
All right. Is there a place, I guess in New Jersey somewhere, isn't there a place somewhere in New York, upstate New York, where there's a lot of woods and shit?
Yeah.
I'm going to get a ticket. And I'm going to fly there. You take me to New York and shoot me in the back of my Madubalabagaba and then bury my motherfucking ass somewhere deep in those woods asking a fucking woman, what the fuck did you ask her? What is she like? What? Are you serious? What you like? That's all you want. Do you really give a fuck what she likes? Yes or no?
No.
Then why the fuck are you asking the question if you don't give a fuck?
So my question would be is what type of stuff should I be?
Where do you, I ask you, where, okay, let's go backwards. Let's go in to beginning, all right? You want her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air, right? Correct?
Right.
You want to suck that motherfucking dick? You want to smack around your dick? Okay. That's the end game. So what are you doing to get towards that end game? Where do you think asking her what she's up to is going to lead her to that end game of you smashing that pussy?
No.
Then why even ask the question?
All women want
mature, freakishly nasty motherfuckers that know what they're doing. And as soon as you ask her what she's doing, you know what you're telling her? I don't know how to fuck. I don't even know how to eat your pussy. Baby girl, if I got your pussy and I got inside that pussy, I'd nut in 2.5 seconds. Because when you ask her what is she doing, you're showing her you don't even know what the fuck you're doing. Why even ask her a question that you don't even give a fuck about? Well?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you ask me again? I'm sorry.
Man, look, I got other calls. Let me grab these other calls, man. I'll throw you back in, man. Just keep your ear open. Let me bring in this 863, then 212. 863, what's your question? What's up? 863, going once. 863, going twice. 863, call back. Erico 212, what's your question, brother? What's up?
What's going on, Steve? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, sir. What's going on? How can I help you, brother?
I came in late, but I wanted to ask a question in regards to the bad guys as far as with Mickey Mouse and the whole storyline.
Yes,
if the females, if the females' perception is this is the type of guy I need, then what is the bad guy doing to change her belief system? Because from previous episode, you're saying that, you know, you make her feel secure, make her feel safe. But if the bad guy don't give a shit about none of that, what is he doing to change her belief system from saying, hey.
He's changing her belief system by making everything about him.
Okay.
Remember, he's training her to his specifications. He's training her. And the training that you're training the woman in, okay, follow me on this, brother. The way I'm training her, okay, I'm training her, but through the training, I'm letting her know that I'm not here to judge you because I know you came from a bad place of suckers. I know you came from a place where you thought your pussy ruled. I know you came from a place where you were queen bee. I know you came from a place where motherfuckers had to kiss your ass. And I understand you came from that place. But that shit is none of my business, because when you're over here with me, I'm going to take you to my place. And my place is, this is who I am, and this is what I expect. And either you're going to do it or you're not. And if you don't want to do it, I'm going to let your ass go. I'll give you a warning because I'm kind. I'm a king's nice king. But I'm just saying, what I'm saying is that at the end of the day, big dog, I am not trying to force change on her. But what I'm doing, because I'm tapping into her emotions, I'm tapping into, see, most guys can't make women smile and blush, and they're just generic cookie cutters. What are most guys, what are most guys doing? How do most guys communicate? Text message.
Basically text.
Like every other guy in the world. So what separate, what is my first separation through the messages that I separate myself from other guys? What's my first separation?
Air, sea, and land.
Goddamn right. Motherfucking right. Air, sea, land. So I'm already setting the bar. Because she's not used to somebody communicating to her. But what else am I communicating? I'm not trying to be your friend. I communicate that all the time. I let her know from the jump. I want to get you on a more intimate way. I don't beat around the bush. I don't walk trans fucking parent like the bad guy. Saying that, listen, if you don't want me, you don't have to have me. But you know what? If you start fucking with me, you'll make the reason why you want to fuck with me. I'm not here to change her. I'm not here to beg her to change or plead her to change. The change for the forbidden is going to make the change, because it's something inside of him. They want to do bad shit with bad people who, when they do the bad shit, they're not going to be judged for doing bad shit. You can still be the good girl to everybody in the world. Hey, listen, you can go online right now and say hi to all the guys you want to talk to. You can put it, take a little cute little selfie of your little cute little shirt. You're happy, showing your stomach, showing your body. Show the guys the innocent part of you. But what do you think I'm getting on the back end? I'm getting ass and titties on the back end. I'm getting pussy shots. I'm getting the good shit. Why do you think about that? Why do you think the real motherfuckers don't save you shit? When you see a woman online, she's like, oh, I'm having such a bad day. Selfie. And all the guys, oh, you're so beautiful. You're gorgeous. Oh, you're this. You're that. You're perfect. And you know what? All she do is go heart, 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 like, heart, 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 emoji, heart, 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 eyes, all that shit, right? You think we getting that shit on the back end? No. You want to know why she's in a bad mood? You want to know why she's lonely? You want to know why she's the way she is? Because of that motherfucker on the back end is why she is what she is.
Right.
Go ahead, brother. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Pretty much that bad chick that walks up in the club and everybody's hawking at her, but she's over there by the bar trying to text that guy that's not responding back to her.
Exactly. Right. Matter of fact, let me add to that. It's the bad chick that's so pissed off at the asshole because he's not giving her attention that she wears the clothes to go to the club to get false attention from the humans, right? And it's still not enough because guess where she's at the bar? Texting him. What are you doing? It's the same woman that says, you know what? Fuck you. If you're not going to take me out to dinner, I'll go out with someone that's going to treat me like a lady. Then go right ahead. That's the same woman that's at the goddamn table with the, well, what do you do for a living? And when was your last boyfriend? And you know what she's saying? Mm-hmm. Damn. I got to go to the bathroom, and she'll sneak in the bathroom and see how he's doing. What are you up to?
So she's texting that Klingon while she's out with the humans.
That's what the fuck I'm saying. But it's the forbidden. It's the naughty. She gets a tingling sensation out of doing shit that she knows she shouldn't be doing. It's because you draw it out of her. You're not forcing it out. Think about someone. Think about crackheads and motherfuckers. Really, crackheads, right? All right. Mm-hmm. She was, in high school, she was a cheerleader. Rah, rah, sis, boom, bah. Mm-hmm. She became the prom queen. Oh, my God. You know, she wears the crown and all that shit. College. She was valedictorian. She was all these wonderful things, right? Until she got that crack rock of a motherfucking man that she got cracked out on him. And when they get cracked out on a man, nothing matters, man. No matter how you try to get us out your mind, you can't. No matter how you try to move on, it's the hardest thing to do because the emotional and sexual connection is so deep. You can't get us out. You can't. Hardest thing ever, brother.
So the bottom line is, no, it does. The bottom line, pretty much human nature, you either train or be trained.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. See, I'm not saying go over there, pick up that thing. Oh, good girl. Ah, that's a good girl. Ah, that's a good girl. Good girl. Oh, that's a good girl. No, I ain't doing that kind of training. I don't mean by that kind of training. Right. Well, I just had to clip, not just for you, but just listen. The training I'm talking about is this. Look, this is who I am. I am not going to try to impress you. I am not going to bend over backwards to kiss your ass. I'm not going to beg for the pussy. Matter of fact, not too many people can talk like this, but if you really want to know the truth, I'm just going to show you why you should fuck me. That's all. All I'm doing is positioning myself and show you why out of all those guys that you fucking with, you better be careful. Okay, brother, why do you think we're arrogant enough to warn women not to fuck with us? Did you hear what I said? No, think about it for a second. How many motherfuckers you know, when they talk to a woman, they tell her not to fuck with them? You know what? We're at this crossroads right here. Hey, listen, I don't know if it's a good idea if you fuck with me right now because I'm not like those other guys, right? And what do you think these women say? Oh, you crazy. I heard that up. Whatever. You know, all that shit, right? All right, baby, look, I'm just trying to tell you that, look, where we're about to go is a place that you've never been before. And when you start tapping into that thing that you've never been before, you're going to start to feel a certain way. And once I'm in, I'm not getting out. You can leave me, walk away from me, stop talking to me. I'll die, but I will not go away. Right? And if y'all listen to Buzz thing, he did that before. You know, this is the deal. But I'm not saying it to be a dick, and I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm just trying to be honest, Dak, because I know where this is going. Because you know why? Because I know me, and I know what I possess, and I know what I can look at my fingertips and know what they can do because it all comes from my mind. I know what to say. I know these things, but by no means I will not manipulate you. I will not deceive you. I'm not going to play games. And the crazy thing about it, the less games you play, the more they understand you because they've never met you before.
You're putting everything on the table.
But you see what I'm saying, my brother?
Because you're putting everything on the table. You keep
right, because no, not putting everything on the motherfucking table. I am the goddamn table, the chairs, the house. I'm all fucking things. I am the one that's going to make you smile. I'm going to make you blush. I'm going to make you feel sexy. I'm the one that's going to make you miss me. I'm the one that's going to make you want me. I am the one. I am the one. Right? Because I know me because I always work on me. I don't work to work me for a woman. I work me for me and show a woman the benefits of being with me. That's a difference. There are benefits with being with me because I can do the thing that I learned at a young age. I can touch you. I don't need to penetrate you to penetrate you. That's how cold it is. I can touch you. There's not a corner in this fucking world that you can hide under that if you talk to me, I'm not going to penetrate you. I don't know how to penetrate you. You want to know why? Because I know me. And I know me well enough to be able to show you why you should invest in me, why you see the benefits. There's benefits in being with me. Again, look, I'm short, old, ugly, all that shit, but you know what? There are benefits to being with me. Because you know what? You know the first benefit? I'm going to tell you, hey, look, if you want to go out with someone else, go ahead and do it. Hey, look, how many motherfuckers you know say, Go ahead. Hey, please.
Not many.
Go out with those other guys. Matter of fact, talk to as many guys as you want to talk to. I'm cool with that because I know what's the rule of the drug game. The first one's free, and then I get you on the – come on. You know it? You know it? On the comeback. It's the comeback. Because I don't care where you go, you're going to come back because you see the benefit in me. Right, because they don't have any benefits. They're not forbidden. They're good. You're good when you walk on eggshells. You're good when you beat around the bush. You're good when you bash them. How many fucking shows have we seen on TV with a guy, oh, gee, shucks. You know, I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to ask her to the spring dance, and I'll do it next time. It's been a while. How many TV shows have we seen in movies and shit? The motherfucker wants to talk to the chick. And the pussy's right there. Right. It's just not the right time. I want Venus to line up with Saturn and Jupiter, and I want to make sure Halley's Comet passes by, and then, right, they do all that shit, right? So then a motherfucker like me comes around, and I bite her neck and take her up the tree because I don't play. Mm-hmm. I am not here to play unless she lets me play with that pussy. Yeah, yeah. But other than that, man, come on. What? Why would I waste my time on somebody when I can get you over there? I got you. I can get you. I'm good. And that's what I'm saying. I'm irresistible to me. So if I'm irresistible to me, what do you think I'm putting out for women? Irresistibility. Come on.
Irresistibility, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't have to say I'm irresistible. You know the funny thing about it?
You just...
Right. They noticed it. Right. They noticed it through my behaviors. I don't have to, hey, I am irresistible, and you're going to be irresistible to me. Who the fuck talks like that? Fuck no.
Right.
She's going to know I'm irresistible. What's up?
Let me ask you one last question, Steve.
Sure.
The way you broke it down, it's from the first interaction and mingling. What do you say to the guys that's been dating someone for a minute, and they come off as a human, but now they got to turn into a Klingon?
You can't do it.
Because they started their relationship.
You cannot cheat your... Okay, the reason they do all that shit is because they are disloyal and unfaithful to themselves. They pretend and portray a role. They try to be a man, the role of the man, right? They try to pretend to be a man, but women see right through that bullshit. See, what guys don't understand... Women are smart enough to play the motherfucking guy to make him think that he running shit and he ain't even running anything. They are smart enough to play stupid to make you think that you running shit. She know you got money, cars, clothes, body, looks, and all that shit. And she like, okay, I'm going to ride this wave. I'm going to let him think he got, I didn't know that. Oh, you're just so intelligent. Oh, you're just so sweet.
Mm.
Wow, you are just a great man. What, you ready? Ready for it? What's wrong? Nothing. I don't want to talk about it. But no. What's wrong? Well, you see that. Wait, hold on. Let me get it. Hold on. Let me find it. Hold on a second. Hold on. She'll be like this shit. Here we go. You see that? I'm on my period. I'm PMS. It's just a rough day. I was supposed to pay that bill, and I just couldn't pay that bill, and I don't want to talk about it. No, girl. I got you. And as he's saying that, he's walking over to his closet. He's opening up the fucking luggage where his cape is at, or he's going into his phone booth about to spin his ass around and wear a cape because he's like, I'm going to say today. Girl, it's nothing. Girl, I got you. Oh, you're the sweetest guy in the world. Oh, and you know what he gets? A touch on his face. A hug. Oh, excuse me. A hug where she presses her titties up against him. Look, she'll stick her ass out, push her titties up against him, just so her nipples can rub his or some kind of way, some magical way they do that shit. And he's like, oh my God. Oh.
Wow.
It's somewhere. I got to feel her titties. Oh, see that shit? And now she like this. And then, you know, like SpongeBob SquarePants, like 3 hours later, she in the shower like this, taking a soap and scrubbing her body, even though she had clothes on. I can't believe we touched that nasty motherfucker. Oh, my God. That's not a wrong game, man. These women are cold-blooded with the game. And that's why I respect what they do. I don't give a fuck what they do to other people. They ain't going to do it to me because I won't allow it.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, respect to you guys. I got a question. Go ahead and call in, guys. We got about 40, maybe an hour left because I'm going to a movie tonight with my dogs and everything. So let me go ahead and answer some of these questions here. How do we accept the bad boy within ourselves because some shows teach us men to be good guys? No, listen. Guys, whoa, wait, time out. I'm a good guy. Guys, let me explain to y'all. Let me tell you how good. Not only am I a good guy, I'm a fucking geek. I'm a nerd. I watch Lord of the Rings. I watch fucking DC, Marvel movies. I watch superhero movies on Netflix, Amazon Prime. I watch cartoons. I watch, you know, John Wick, you know, shoot 'em up shows and shit like that. But I am a nerd. I'm a gamer. I play video games for fucking fun. I am a geek. But what makes me is that I'm loyal to myself. I have nothing to be ashamed about. I tell people all the time, Negan is my hero. I love Negan. I love assholes. I love bad guys. I watch shows for the bad guys. I don't watch them for the good guys. My thrill is watching the assholes do their thing. Guys, if y'all, there was guys, I wish I recorded it. I'm about to show y'all. I'll do that next time. I'm watching the new episode of SVU, right? And the gangster guy, what is he doing? And I couldn't believe NBC put this shit up on TV. The motherfucker was in the mirror fixing his tie. And then they went to Stabler. Then the motherfucker was looking at himself like this. And he was like this, you know, relaxing. And then out of nowhere, his woman came up from the bottom like she was sucking his dick. And I was like, that's my nigga. That's my motherfucker right there. Because when you all about the business of you, pussy is secondary. But when you get the pussy, you show the woman how you know the business of pussy. Two totally different things. Guys, y'all want to, y'all got a question, go ahead and put that in there. Any guys, you got a question, put a Q in there and I got you guys, man. Now we're going to chop it up. I got you, man. Soak up this game that I'm showing you, man. It's a beautiful thing, gentlemen. It's beautiful, man. Hold on. Let me bring in, I'm sorry, 863. You kept coming in. What's your question, brother? What's up?
No.
863. What's up, man?
Hey, the Dean. What's up, man? What's going on?
How are you, sir? What's your question, brother? How can I help you, man? I see you kept calling in, but what's your question, brother? What's up?
Yeah, man. Hey, I've been married for 20 years.
Yes, sir.
But this shit is not fucking working, man.
Okay, why isn't it working?
I don't fucking know. This shit is not fucking working.
Come out. Hold on, brother. Let me show you something. As king of your universe, let me ask you again, because there is no I don't knows in my universe. I know every move that I'm making. My hands are in every cookie jar. So I'm asking you, brother, why isn't your relationship working?
Honestly, my brother, I don't know.
But okay. All right. Let's back up. What is your woman doing to you right now? Is she fucking you?
No.
Okay. Is she argumentative?
Yes.
Is she disrespectful?
Yes.
Then whose fault is it? Her fault or your fault?
Both.
No, it's your fault. You want to know why? Because You didn't do the thing that you need to do as a man. And the first, let me show you which I'm explaining this to you. Follow Uncle on this. I got you. I'm going to show you where you went wrong. And maybe you can go right. The first thing you've got to do to yourself is you must come up with laws, rules, codes, principles, and narratives to stand on as a man. And then once you got that shit locked down and you know it's sure, you must go to your Senate. Now, I didn't say outside, I said your Senate. You have got to pass a non-negotiable bill that says if she's not fucking me, she's gone. If she's disrespecting me, she's gone. If she's treating mistreating me, she's gone. It has got to pass through you first, my brother. And if you, the problem is not the woman. Remember, my brother, we train women how to treat us. And if she's dogging you out, you're training her to dog you out, brother. It's not her fault. Because you ain't willing to tell her to shut the fuck up, suck my dick, and you ain't willing to tell her to get the fuck out, are you? Are you really kicking it out?
No, no, man. It is not that simple.
Wait. Bro. Are you in your house right now?
Yes.
Okay. Walk over to your light switch, please. Walk over to that motherfucker. Let me know when you get there. You there? I guess it's dark, so turn the light switch off and let me know when it's off.
Okay, it is off.
Turn it on and tell me when it's on.
It is on.
Now, let me ask you, was that hard to do or was it simple to do?
It was simple to do.
Why was it simple? Because your thoughts lined up with your motherfucking behaviors, meaning that you said, I want the light off, so you turned it off. I want the light on, so you turned it on. So what I'm saying to you, brother, is this, is that when you get around a woman, it's easy. I don't need you as much as you need me because I can find a million women like you, but you'll never find a motherfucker like me. Think about what I'm saying. Because I am faithful, loyal, and irresistible to myself. So if you're that way, why can't you just kick that? Don't kick her like literally. I don't want you abusing women. Why can't you walk away? Why can't you leave her?
See, brother, you know, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you.
You can't hear. Okay, wait. But what? Wait, tell me, what is so special about her that you got to put up with no pussy, disrespect, and her lip? What's so special about her? Hey, wait. Can she shoot out golden eggs out of her pussy? Can she do that? Yes or no?
My brother.
I'm asking you. Okay, can she tell you the lottery numbers for tonight's lotto?
My brother, but it's difficult. It is way different.
It's not. No.
How is it different? A whole different animal. You know.
Look, brother. You're scared to let her go. It's not different. If she's bringing me millions of dollars in and golden eggs. And you know what? We'll go to different cities and shit, and she's bringing me women and shit like that. Hey, baby, you be able to fuck you up. I'm good. Be able to fuck you up. But I ain't going to let you disrespect me, though. Brother, why are you with someone that you're allowing to treat you like a bitch, sir? Why? Why?
Because we got married in 2006. We have been married for a long time.
Okay, and?
We have been married for a long time.
Okay, you said that already.
Yes. I don't know.
Women I have been involved with for a long time that I got bored with and cut them the fuck off. That's part of the sports, brother. You know how many women that want to be with me? I have options. The women that are around me know I have options. Your woman doesn't know you have an option, brother. You're not an option. Excuse me. You're not an opportunity. I'm about to break that opportunity. You're not the opportunity. You're her option, brother. Does that make any sense?
No, I don't understand, man.
Okay. Okay, look. You are afraid to leave your woman because you are in love with her.
Yes.
And see, how many times I keep telling you it's her job to fall in love with you. I want you to learn how to fall into respect. Fuck love. Let them fall in love. That's what they're supposed to do is fall in love. I want to fall into respect with the woman, meaning that you're so loyal to me and my world that you will not disrupt my universe. Matter of fact, I always love to play. Let me show you. I got to show you my client. Let me explain. I got to show you my client. This is not mine. This is the client, okay? I want to show you the client and how you are supposed to talk to women. Guys, y'all know I love this clip. This is like one of my favorites. Let me find it. Let me read it to you. Let me see. Is this the one? Let me see. Is this it? No, that's not it. Hold on. Let me find it. Hold on.
Well,
where is
Steve,
it at?
Steve, man.
I'm looking for it. Steve. Wait, I'm listening. What I'm looking for. What's up?
Look, man. Been married for 20 plus years.
So?
And it's just, okay, so sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Wait. Do you think I'm a sometimes person or do you think I'm an all-the-time man? Well, what do you think? Do you think I'm a sometimes motherfucker? Let me ask you a question.
No, bro. You are in and out, you are throughout.
Right, let me ask you a question. If you're sick, would you go to a sometimes doctor?
No, brother.
If you want to fly a plane, would you go to a sometimes pilot?
Absolutely not, bro.
Then why the fuck are you going to be with a sometimes woman then?
I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. I don't know, man.
You do not, look, brother, you do not worship you. You don't love yourself, man. That's why I keep trying. Where is it at? Let me see. All right, let me see. Let me get there. Hold on. I'm almost there. Hold on, guys. I want to read this to you, sir. Let me read this to you so you can have an understanding of how men operate, okay? Let me read this to you. Where the fuck is it at? Hold on. I got the first part. I always got to get the second version because they're kind of on two different things. But let me read this to you. This is very important for you to have, okay? This is very important, okay? Let me see if this is it. No, that's not it. God damn it. Where is it at? Hold on, brother. Let me find it. Because this is where you go wrong because you ain't standing on anything. You're not telling these women what they should know. You want to tell them what they want to fucking hear instead of letting them know what the deal is. If you have an attitude, you can have one. I'm gone. All right, I think this is it right here. I think this is it. Okay, read it. Let me read this to you, okay? We'll read the second part. This is what he told the motherfucking woman, okay? And this is the beautiful thing about being a man, because you can tell the motherfuckers this kind of shit. This is the truth. And if you don't feel this way, you're the problem. I am different from any other man you ever talked to. I just am. I've created my own universe. I'm going to complete control over everything in my universe. It's full of positivity, growth, and great energy. I live in the moment, and I enjoy the hell out of who I am, paraphrasing, when I wake up, okay, sir? Then the last part, which I love the most, because he's letting the woman know what happens if you try to fuck up my universe. Here you go, gentlemen. Let me give you this right here. Here you go, gentlemen. Here it is right here. I'm sorry. Here you go. All right. I love the hell out of every single day I wake up. I'm very, very selective about who I allow in my universe because I won't allow anything or anyone to ruin what I've created. See, when you think this way, that's how you win with women. Because they know they can't fuck with you, okay? You see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
I don't understand, man. But I hear you. And
no,
I am.
I don't want you to hear me. You okay, brother? Listen, now say this with love. Everybody can't be a man. Somebody's got to be the bitch. Somebody's got to be the rug. Somebody's got to be the one that gets every kiss begins with K. Somebody's got to be that motherfucker. You know what I mean? Everybody can't make the football team, the basketball team, the baseball team. Somebody's going to lose. And brother, look, maybe you just are what you are because you can't understand. You accept it. You create it. You're training her to treat you that way. Why can't tell me why you can't walk away from her? Wait, dog, smell that. Wait, brother, go outside your door and just breathe it in real quick. Just go out. Go outside your door and breathe it in. Smell it. Can you smell it? Do you smell it? You don't smell it, do you? You can't smell it at all, can you? Hold on, let me get that $20 super chat. Who the fuck said that $20 super chat? Hold on, CM, dog, I'm sorry, Mr. Super Chat, brother. Thank you for the super chat, brother. Hey, hold on, I got to give some love to a guy real quick. CM, let me give you some love real quick, dog. Let me give you a shout out real quick. I appreciate you, dog. I'm about to upload some of y'all motherfuckers. Because if your mind was talking to you, what would it say? Hold on. Wait, let me give my dog some love here. Shout out to CM right there for the super chat, man. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, man. Let's get these likes up. Guys, I don't got too long because I got to go. I got about 50 more minutes because I got to go to see the scary movie, that silent movie, whatever fucking shit, the quiet ones. I'm going to see that shit tonight. Yeah, I mean. But no, let me show y'all something. Because I don't think y'all understand it. And I got to upload this shit. I wasn't going to upload this shit. But I'm going to upload it because I care about you motherfuckers. Caller, you hear what I'm saying? Caller? No, man. Did you hang up, man? Yeah, man. I'm going to play something for my dogs real quick. I hope you're watching in the chat room because there's something I want to play for you. There's something I got to play for you. Matter of fact, I'm going to play this for you to show you how your life should be. You want to know what your wife should be like? Do you really want to know? Watch this.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell me.
Is really understanding our roles in the home. That has definitely helped us.
I believe it's disrespectful for the woman to try to be the leader of the household. If you have two people fighting for one spot, it's not going to work out.
Before I became a submissive wife, I was very selfish. It was all about me. And now I've learned that it's not all about me. It's about him. I have a great marriage. I have a happy marriage. I have a joyful home.
I had family for fun. I had to make sure they were good.
One of the many reasons is because I'm a submissive wife.
That's great, honey. Good job. Good job. Good job.
The first 10 years of our marriage, we weren't fully engaged as a couple in this.
Honey, you want some popcorn? And so one of the first ways that I began to change was I began to submit to my husband. I began to help my husband. I began to serve my husband because I know that if he's happy, I'm going to be happy. Any woman out there in America, if her husband is grumpy, the very first question she needs to ask herself is, when was the last time I slept with my man?
I'm going to stop that shit right there. That's how your life should be with every woman you mess with. Every woman you mess with should want to suck your dick. They want that baby batter because you know what's in that baby? It's some protein in that shit. But they want that baby batter because it's coming from you. It's coming from the essence of you. Does that make any sense, brother? Does it?
Steve, I
yes.
love you, man.
No, I
think,
don't know.
I think
hey, no. I'm trying to get you to love yourself. I'm here for you. But I want you to love yourself. Look, are you watching me live on the air? Because I'm going to play something for you. Are you watching me live on the air? Because this is how all you motherfuckers should feel when you walk out your door. Watch this shit, guys. Look at this. Check this out.
Yo, man, it's a brand new day, man, of being a man. How does it feel being that cold and that smooth? You know what? Today's the day we're going to walk out of our doors, guys, and what we're going to do is we're going to just take a moment, and we're going to breathe it all in. Guys, breathe it all in. You smell that? You smell all that ass and titties out there? Today is a day. Wait, we are going to be the best men that we can be. Guys, take a moment and just listen. Can you hear it? Do you hear the trumpets blowing? Do you hear the roar of the crowd? Do you hear how they're cheering our names, knowing that when you and I go out there, to go talk to women because we're going to put our bid in today. Today's our day. You and I are going to put our bid in because I know that we're going to bite someone's neck and take them up the tree because we are cold, man. And I want you to see every day like it's that. Let's go, mother.
You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. If you don't walk out your door feeling like that, you should be talking to you like that every day. Y'all hear what the fuck I'm saying? Your you should be like, motherfucker, let's go get it. Holy, man, let's go, man. Today, hey, look, man, look, I know we got to go ahead and go grocery shopping. I know we got to go get some gas. I know we're going to wash the car. I know we're going to go get an Egg McMuffin right now. I know we're going to get a Mocha Chaka Grande Latte, whatever the fuck you get from Starbucks. But you know what? God help the woman that runs into us. God help the woman that runs into us. Because when you, and that's how you need to talk to yourself, because when we bite her motherfucking neck and we take her up our tree, oh, it's a motherfucking rap. It'll be like Gonzella just running through the goddamn city. That's how you got to be, young man. You see what I'm saying? That's how you got to feel about yourself. Does that make any sense?
So you're pretty much saying, you know, I have to be blunt.
No. You don't have to be blunt. You ready? You just have to be you. You don't have to be blunt. Brother, you know, I'm not a bad guy, but you know, I got to let women go. And you know why I do it? It's just not working anymore. It's not. No, I'll do better. Or it's like, you know what? I'm sick of the situation we're in. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to do you a favor. As of today, you take care of yourself, and I'll let you go. No, I didn't mean. No, you did mean it. It's okay. Look, don't. I'm not mad. I'm not angry. I'm not upset. You seem to want to do what you want to do, and I disagree with it, and I'm not going to argue with you. So I'm going to do you a favor and let you. Why are you doing this? No, we're good. And you take care of yourself. See how easy that was, brother? See, why do you have all these women? I want to be. Wait. What are you talking about? We're together. We're spending time together, right? It's. Oh, man. What I'm saying to you, brother, is you don't have to be blunt. You just got to keep things real. Listen, you're going to have women that are going to be upset. You're going to have women that's going to have attitudes. You have women that's going to love and care about you so much that they're going to be mad if they're not around you. This is what the fuck it is. So you got to handle it like a man. You don't argue with them. You don't fight with them. If you're having issues and problems and you don't want to talk to me about it, I'm going to give you a break. Take a break. Take some time off. See, was I being mean when I said that, caller? Was I being a dick when I said that? Take some time off.
No, my brother.
Right. So, hey, or you know what? What I love the most is that, like, oh, listen, I've never told you – if you want to see other guys, I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to do it. But you see other guys and you try to throw other guys in my face, then we got a problem. See, two totally different things. See other guys, but if you throw it in my face, guess what? I'm going to do you a favor. All right, I'll let you go. Guys, think about this for a second. Women do this shit all the time. Hey, Josh, I don't think we're doing. Hey, Josh, I don't think this is gonna work out. Goodbye. Click, and they're gone. And when they cut you off, they cut you off. Hey, Devontae, I don't think I really like this. I don't think this is working out. I think we're gonna break up. Goodbye. They cut you off. So why can't you do that? You can. You don't have to be broke. You just see. You understand when a woman knows what she's losing in you, she's going to act the fuck right versus when she doesn't lose, she has nothing to lose, she's going to act up. I always make sure I position myself to show women why they need to be with me, because of the things that I bring in their lives. I bring sunshine and happiness. I bring smiles and blushes. I bring laughter. I bring horny. I bring it all, because I have created this in my world to be this way. There's no reason to argue and fight. I want to make you laugh and horny. Listen, I'm cool enough to laugh with and make you horny, but I'm also cool enough, if you want to be held, I'm not ashamed to hold you. See, y'all motherfuckers think I'm not. I don't mind to hold a woman. I'll hold you if you need to be held, because you know what? Because I've learned, that the reason I was such a great gigolo was because most motherfuckers don't do the shit. I will do the shit the other guys won't do, because I know the benefits that it is for me. I can't speak for y'all, but I know me well enough to know the benefits. I know how to make sure I take care of a woman here first, before anything else. So if I take her over here and she's thinking about leaving me, she'll think 3-4 times before she does. And you know what's so great? Some of them leave. Hey, guess what, guys? Some of them go. Guys, some of them say, I can't do this anymore, right? And I don't mean to laugh. It's not funny. But they always come back. They can't help. They can't help to come back. Have you met me? And I'm not all that. That's what I'm telling you, caller. I ain't all that. But you want to know why they come back? Because they get things in me that the average guy doesn't even think about doing. They get things in me that touch them in ways that they're not used to being touched. So they come back to me because I am the investment. Does that make any sense, it says, brother?
No, I got you. I got you, Ding.
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
You are a master.
No, I'm just a man.
I have to.
No, I'm not a master. No, I disagree. No. Because I'm not special. You want to know, here's the beautiful thing. Everything I got in me, you got in you. You just got to go get it. We're not different. I'm telling you, I'm not special. I am not a messiah. This is not a cult. I am not here to be your leader. I am here to guide you on finding your motherfucking self. That's what I'm here for. All the same, when we choose to be loyal and faithful to ourselves. I'm nothing special. I'm telling you. Okay, I got you on the call, old dog. I'll put you in. Wait a second, old dog. But call, I got to grab this other call. But do you have anything else, brother?
No, Dean, you are a master.
I appreciate what you say, but don't. I respectfully disagree, because I'm not a master. I'm just a master of myself. I'm just a master of myself. Because I have created my world to my specifications. My world. I've created my culinary school. Oh, man, my culinary building in my mind. Oh, wait. Let me see if I can show you where it's at. Hold on, guys. Y'all want to know where my culinary building is? Let me see if I can find my culinary building. Let me see if I can show y'all real quick. Wait before I got you 1 second. I just want to show y'all my culinary building. Where the fuck is it at? Let me show you my culinary building. Oh, man, it's beautiful. Let me find it. All right, so it is – wait, where is it? Let me pull it up for you. Where the fuck is it at? Hold on. These are – where the fuck is my culinary building at? Hold on a second, man. Hold on, caller. I got to show you my building. Here we go. My culinary building is that tall. You see that little tall building right below – you got the tallest building, right? You see on top of that platform, the tallest building, not the tallest one. Okay, that one. If you look straight down the middle, the one over to the right, that building right there, that tall building right there by those bushes in front of it is my culinary school in my mind. And boy, do I cook up flavor. Oh, my God. Every floor has its own set of chefs. I've got my Maker Bluff chefs. On level one, level two is this make her smile. Level three is a make her moan, make her feel sexy level, make her think, make her want me, make her miss me. I got so many motherfucking levels of culinary chefs that spit motherfucking flavor. It's crazy. but you can build it. That's what I'm saying, okay, caller? But I gotta grab this call real quick, brother. If you want to call back, go ahead. But I got you. You need to talk, I got you, okay? Just holler at me, okay, brother? 863, okay? Just keep your head up, okay? All right, well, I know you all, but just do that, brother. All right, 212, did you have a question, man? 212. Who am I missing? Wait, I guess I can't hear him either. Where's he? I guess, hey, call back. Old dog, I don't think you in. Old dog, was that you? Old dog, I thought you was on, but I couldn't get you, man. I couldn't get you. I let it open it up. You weren't there. Let me ask this question right here. No. This show's going to be over. I'm ending this show. Because I'm going to the movies with my boys. So I got about 20-some-odd minutes. I got about 20-some-odd minutes left. I'm going to the movies and shit. So, dude, pick up your damn phone, man. Hold on, let me see. You had a question. All right, what's your question, man? What's up? 212? Wait, is it 212 or 216? 212, man, you there? Did you have a question?
Yeah, I'm here. No, I was just listening, Steve.
Yeah, okay, all right, I'm sorry. Okay, where is the, who is the guy? Wait, is it 216? 216, did you have a question?
You said you was going to get back to me.
All right, well, yeah, hurry up, because I got much time. What's your question? What's up, man?
So I just wanted you to give me some more pointers on what I should do with this girl.
And let that bitch go.
Okay.
Look. When she told you were too young for her and you didn't stand up for yourself, you showed her why she shouldn't fuck with you. Because if she would have said that to me,
well,
because listen, I love used to fuck with older women, dude. When I was whoring around, it's nothing but fuck with older women and shit. Now I've always had them tell me I was too young. I've always had them tell me shit. A lot of bitches tell me right now I look young and shit. I don't know, but I'm just saying some do. But I'm just saying that. Look, here's the bottom line: you're allowed to have your opinion, but I don't have to agree with. See, the problem with y'all guys is that y'all agree with women's opinions of you. But I ask you this question. Who the fuck are you to tell me who the fuck I am to me if you really don't even know me the way you even need to know me? So you're allowed to think what you want to think of me, but it's none of my business. Man, I remember when I was, I told you about the one in the mall. She was 29 and I was 21, 22. That's not a big difference. She was 29, 21, 22. And look, let me tell you something. All I did, I was working at the mall. I was at the mall in Texas, in Houston and shit. Working at the mall and shit, you know, just hustling and shit. And you know what? I was putting a little bit of yak. I wasn't doing too much. But guess what, guys? I was taking the bus. Man, I was taking the bus. You know me. I was saving money on gas and shit. I'm not ashamed to tell you guys that I used to take the bus, man. I'm fine with that shit. But when she found out, because she was like, well, what are you doing later on? I said, well, I'm about to go. I got to catch my bus. And she said, you know what? Why don't you wait a little while? And when I get off of work, I'll take you home. All right. Yeah, me. So you know what I did? Now, back in the day, they used to have a video game. It's not one called GameStop. It was called Babbage's. So I just rolled into Babbage's and shit. And I was playing video games in the store and shit till the mall shut down. I went back over there. She picks me up. We don't even get out of the mall parking lot, and we're kissing each other and messing around. And then you know what we did? We went back to her place, got it. It's easy. And guess what? She knows I was younger than her. But because of my experience, man, she fell in fucking love with my ass. And it's just how it is, man. Because she knew, she thought that she was going to throw the pussy on me. But I got her here. See, none of y'all guys ever attacked this part. Man, she fell in love, man. Still in love with your boy to this day. But I'm just saying, that's just how it works. But what I'm saying is, I'm not here to prove anything. What you see is what you get. Either you like it or you don't. I'm good. I can move on. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that, all I'm saying to you is that for all of you guys, because I got to grab some of these questions and shit, but I'm just saying that I don't care what kind of woman I go after. Because guess what? I don't get them all. Y'all remember Pam? Man, Pam was Filipino and black, man. That fine motherfucker, man. I couldn't get Pam. You know why I couldn't get Pam? Because I was a fucking whore. That's why I couldn't get Pam. Could never get Pam. I was trying to put my beard on Pam, would not fuck with me at all, because every time we were at work, she saw me mess with other women and shit. Couldn't get Pam. So guess what? Pam shot me down. Now, listen to me. When the Rockets won, I think, against Orlando, oh, man. Guys, I had my little ferret with me. I was all up and down Richmond Avenue in Houston. And guess who I ran into? Ran into Pam. Well, and guess what? I was more seasoned of a veteran then. And I started to spitteth the flavoreth in her ear, where she was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to call you. She called me. And guess what? Pam, why don't you go in over? You know, oh, yeah, come on, why don't you come on through? All right, well, I'll come over a little bit later. Came over there, got, man, come on, man. I lose. Listen, when I lose, I win. And when I win, I win. And I don't even lose at that point. But I'm just saying, does that make any sense, caller?
Yeah, that made sense. But I looked in the chat and it said that I should go and see some poetry and stuff. And I heard that you have some poetry that you made yourself.
Your mouth. Yo, I don't understand you guys. Why don't y'all study? What I don't understand about you guys is this. Every day you turn on the radio, you're reading and reciting somebody's poetry. Every day you turn on your radio, you're reciting someone else's poetry. When are you going to create your own, where the woman is reciting your motherfucking poetry? Think about that. I got to get this other call real quick, all right? All right, brother. So I throw you
all
in.
Right, thank you.
Call. Respect to you, man. All right, 517, let me get you in real quick. What's up, brother? How can I help you, man?
What's up, Dean? How you doing tonight?
Man, shit, I'm chilling, man. How can I help you, brother?
Okay. I got my my shower light and my toilet light.
Okay.
From Amazon. I got them.
Yes.
I got my wine shelf.
Yeah.
I got that because I'm in the process of revamping my apartment.
Yes,
I'm getting my mirror and new furniture and everything, and I want to know, was there any more tips I should have?
Yeah, I want you to also have the easel in the living room so you can paint her naked body. I want that in the living room. I want some new, I want you to go to the art. See, y'all don't even know about art, man. Get your ass to the art district, because that's where the money is. Number one, if you're whoring, but go to the art district. Get some paintings, man. Look at paintings, and you don't have to purchase high-end paintings. Just go to Walmart, and they got paintings. I guess they still got – oh, no, Hobby Lobby, I think, has them or some shit. Just get some paintings or paint galleries or something and put paintings in your – where you can talk about the paintings. I used to have nothing nude art, man, beautiful nude art, man, and it just – man, I just wanted my place to be a whorehouse for me. So, yeah, man. But also, you have a refrigerator. Have the refrigerator in your bedroom with fruit, syrup, chocolate syrup, whipped cream, and water. Fruit, whipped cream, chocolate syrup, and water. And you can put some drinks in there for yourself. But have those in your bedroom, okay?
Gotcha.
and also, don't forget the lotion. They'll always carry, have that lotion there so you can give her some afterplay. All right?
Because it's about.
One more thing. Two more things. After that, make sure that when you have a woman over, throw the towel in the dryer so when she comes out of the shower, you can wrap her ass up with her. You know how it feels with a warm towel around you, man. That's what we're saying, okay? All right? And
yeah.
All I want you to do is this. what I want you to do is I want you to walk in your room. You got your bathroom. Let's go. I want you to do this in your bathroom, bedroom, kitchen, living room, and dining room. I want you to lay on your back and play the music wherever your acoustics are. You gotta, because what I want you to see is if she's laying on her back, she's going to hear it this way. So I want you to look at it. I want you to lay up on the wall, listen to it while you're up on the wall. Lay on your back, listen to the acoustics that way. Look at the lighting. The lighting's got to flow with the motherfucking acoustics. All of this thing has to be smooth, all right?
All right, Dean.
Okay?
Yep, I got you. I appreciate you.
All right, brother. Yeah, keep going, man. Let me finish up and wrap this up. We got about, let me see what time it is, 8:56. I got about 10, 15 more minutes. I got to chop you off about 15 more minutes. I get the fuck out of this, but 15. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there, at the end of the day, it comes down to the why you at the end of the day, but it also comes down to, are you irresistible to yourself? What makes you irresistible to you? What is the thing that you love about yourself? What are the things that you love about yourself? And if there's one thing you love about yourself, don't ride on that one thing. Keep creating other things that you can love about yourself. Because the more layers a woman can peel from you, the more intriguing you become. You guys have to be layers of information. Layers of feelings, layers of motherfucking game. That's how the game works, guys. That's how I want y'all to see the game. See, it's great when they want you, man. I can't tell you, man. It's guys, you guys should wake up and have women, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. You know what I mean? Have women, what are you doing today? Can I see you today? Are you busy? Can I come over? Can I have lunch with you? At when are you taking your break? When are you off? All these things. That's how your life should be. And if your life isn't like that, that's when you got to sit your fucking ass down and take an assessment of yourself, okay? All right? That's what you got to do, okay? What you have got to do is you have got to learn yourself. But then on the other thing, okay, you got to learn the game, man. Okay? When it's about you, they want to be about you more. But when you make it about them, you're like everybody else, and you don't win that way. When you flood the market, with whatever it is, there's never going to be any value in it. And what are you flooding the market with? Desperate, needy, just want some pussy. I withhold from the market because I know my value. So my value goes up because of what I know I can do with a woman, what I can do with any woman anytime, anywhere, easily. It's just not even fair. It's so easy, and we'll be talking about this Sunday, but just making them smile, it's not even fair. It's like, let me practice a smile real quick. And I can give you an example of the movie theater. If I see a woman at the movie theater, I want to make her smile. All I got to do is walk up to her and say, look, I've already rehearsed me enough to say something to make her smile. And if I think I want to make her smile and I want to make her smile, I can make her smile. And it's so easy, not even making her smile. Where do I want to take that smile? If I choose to take it, I choose what I want to do. She doesn't make the choice for me. I choose where I want to take her. Now, if she wants to go or not is not up to me. But they've never met me before. But here's the beautiful thing about it. Knowing you can do it, you don't do it. We're going to talk about that shit tomorrow. Knowing you can do shit, it's not even fun. What fun would I get out of making a woman smile, putting some flavor and yanking her right now? What fun would that be? It's not no fun. You know what I'm going to do? My fun is kicking back and watching some fucking murderous ass aliens fuck up some people that make noise. That's my fun. So I sit, I have fun, I relax, and I enjoy myself. Last round of questions, guys. Last round of questions before I wrap all this up. Any other questions y'all have before we wrap this up? But, gentlemen, let me check the lines real quick because I think the lines are going to be down. Let me see here. All right, yeah, the lines are down now. So the lines are down. But, gentlemen, the irresistible has got to come from you at the end of the day. That's where the irresistible comes from. And if you don't want to do that or be a part of that, that's fine. It's your call. But all I'm saying to you at the end of the day, it's up to you what you want to do. It's up to you. But I ask you, when are you going to take some time to put it into yourself? Ah, yeah, my dog. Ah, shit. Yeah, I just got the text message from my boy. He heading out. Shit. Okay, so he's going to be there in about 30 minutes and shit. So it only take me like 20 minutes. So I got about 10 minutes. I got about my 9 or 10 minutes to talk to y'all real quick before I roll to the theater. But I'm just saying to y'all guys, the game is deep. What do y'all want to do? Let me see here. How do you attack the emotions instead of the beliefs? For example, if a woman says, I'm not into hookups. Well, listen. See, this is where y'all get it wrong. You're not into, she tells you she's not into hookups. Of course she's not into hookups. A lot of women are not into hookups. So I'm fine with that. And I'm not trying to attack the emotions. I'm just being me. All I'm doing is positioning myself to show her why she should hook up with me. You see what I'm saying? Why she should hook up with me. If she's not into hookups, I respect that. Listen. Here's the bottom line real quick, J-Dog. I don't mind taking it slow because some women take it slow. But the one thing I'm not going to do is waste my fucking time. If we're not moving towards that end game, then I'm not fucking with you. Bottom line. So we can take it as slow as you want, and I don't mind waiting because I'm patient. I got discipline. But I know what I'm doing, so I know how to speed things along because I know what I'm doing. But for you, my brother, if she says she's not under hookups, that's fine. But you have got to show her why she should hook up with you. That's the difference. That's what y'all guys don't see. She's not into hookups. That's cool. But guess what? They'll want to hook up with you when you know what the fuck you're doing. I met different girls in different countries, traveled my life, might not see for months, years. Any tips on to occasionally contact them without being stale or boring? All right, Heel Bill, real quick. Heel Bill, I got probably a few more questions. Heel Bill. One thing I love to do is marinate the mind of a woman to where she has to be around me or be in touch with me. I don't force this on them. It's that they when they fall in love, when they fall in love with you, fall in love with who you are, fall in love with that man behind that curtain and all those layers, you become woven into her where they always want to be in touch with you, man. So what I'm saying is this, is that here's the thing, man. The problem is that you're saying you meet different women from different places. You meet them. But I don't hear anything about you not just fucking them, but what are you doing, man? What are you doing? Because if you just meet different girls in different countries, okay, cool. But here's the problem. The contact that I'm going to have with a woman is not going to be on a physical level. I'm not trying. Y'all are so busy trying to fuck and get pussy that y'all are missing out on everything. Women don't mind having sex and they don't mind doing things. but they're just not going to do it with people who don't know what they're doing. They need to feel safe around you. They need to feel secure. They need to have a feel of safety and security to be around yourself, okay? That's what I'm saying, man. And if you can start cultivating that, y'all going to win, brother. That's how the game works. You win that way. That's how it is, man. I tell you it's easy because it's easy. It's so easy, it's not fair. And because it's not fair, and what happens is a woman can't smell me to a point where she knows what my end. They'll never figure me out. They should never figure you out. The moment they figure you out, you're probably done. But what happens when she opens up a door and there's a million more doors to open? And every door she opens gives her another emotional feeling. Every door, every time she turns that knob. There's no end to you because there's no end to me. Well, there's no, when she's with me, there's no end. So she's always going to constantly open doors because I'm always constantly evolving. I'm always evolving me, man. And if she's a part of my life, then she gets the benefits that women don't get. Not all women get these benefits, brother. Y'all got to be choosy, be careful. You just can't give yourself to everybody. I mean, you can, but, I mean, there's no fun in that shit. All right? So we got a few more minutes. Anybody, any other questions before we wrap this up, guys? Always remember, guys, the graveyard, man. We had to do a quick show. I'm about to go to catch a movie and shit like that with my boys and shit. So my dog is rolling, going to check. You know, my boy, I always watch my movies, but we're going to check this movie out. But, guys, yeah, make sure y'all soak up the game, man. If y'all need me, man, if y'all need help and you're ready to learn, go to themanmindset@gmail.com. Themanmindset@gmail.com. Themanmindset@gmail.com, man. At the end of the day, the more loyal and faithful you are to yourself, the easier it's going to be to get them. How many women meet a person that's loyal and faithful to himself? Ask yourselves that question. How many women meet a man that is loyal to himself? They don't meet those guys. So when they meet them, they got to have them. That's why we always call it a unicorn. Because when they meet a man, they got to capture us or tell someone about us because we're just so fucking mythical. Because women, put on my socks and shit, women are not used to motherfuckers that keep shit real. If you're with me, you're with me. If you're not, bye. I'll see you later. Next. Come on, man. That's all I'm saying to y'all guys. Get that shit, lock that shit down, man. Soak that shit up. Anyway. Y'all need to talk to me. Y'all know how to get at me. Holler at me. So I'm gonna kick this off. I'm about to let this go. But guys, I appreciate all you guys out there, man. Keep your heads up. I'm not here to knock you. I want y'all to stay strong, okay? Yeah, right, Bill. Hill Bill. Yeah. I don't want y'all to compromise. Fuck that. Let them see what they're missing, and they will modify their behavior. If she doesn't see what she's missing in you, you'll modify your behavior for her. Somebody's going to eat. It's hunt or be hunted at the end of the day. All right? That's what I just want to say to y'all guys. Hunt or be hunted. What side do you want to be on? That's what you got to ask yourself. What side do you want to be on, okay? Gentlemen, always motherfucking remember the graveyard, guys. Always remember everybody in there thought they had have one thing in common, that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, guys. Always remember that. Y'all need to get at me to manmindset@gmail.com. Send me a number if you're ready to grow. We got you. Soak up this right here. We're kicking off shows. We're going to give you little eight-minute shows. I've been doing that right now. And we'll give you – I'm going to create more of these talking point shows. I'll give you one more before I go, because it's only a minute long. So let me find that bitch. I'll give you one more just real quick. I'm going to give you one more real quick. Just one more vote of inspiration. But what I'm saying is this is how you should be talking to yourself. Okay? This is how you should be talking to yourself. All right? Let me pop this in. Let me play this for you real quick before I go. But this should be inspiration for you guys. Because I want to inspire you guys to be great men. But if you're not talking to yourself this way, man, there's a fucking problem. You have got to talk to yourself this way. It's loading up right now. Wait, how long is that? How long is that clip? Shit. Did I load up the wrong one? Hold on. I'm trying to load up a clip for you. Looks like I loaded up the wrong one. Let me see here. Hold on, see here.
Boy, you...
Oh, wait, that's not the right one. Hold on. Sorry, guys. Hit the wrong clip. Wait. Give me a second. Let me find a clip for you. Real quick. I'm going to play this shit before I roll. Here you go. I think this is it. Is this the one? Wait, is this the one? Huh. I think this is it. Hold on. Let me load it up again. I want to send this to you real quick just to inspire you guys. How you should talk. I think this is when a woman breaks up with you or some shit. I forgot which one it was, but I'm just fucking with some shit. I want y'all to listen to this real quick before I go. I got to get ready to get the fuck out of here. All right, give me a second. It's loading itself up. All right, here we go. Check this out. Here we go.
Boy, you know, doesn't it feel good to be the champ today? I mean, think about it. You're a man. You're the man. You're the baddest mug on the planet. And you know what's so good is now you see her. You know, every day you didn't talk to her, but you know what? Today is going to be the day that you talk to her. Why? Because I got the belt out. Why? Because you are the man. You're the champ. Now it's time to take your belt and put it on a line and go ahead and approach her. Show her why she should get with you. I believe in you. Hell, think about this. The only way that we can smash is that you got to approach. So you know what? I got your back. Play this over and over again before you go up to her. If you don't think you got it, you got it. Go in. Put your bid in. Show her why she should be getting with you. Introduce yourself. Let her know why you came over there. Show her what you want. Set up the date. Because if you set up the date, brother, you and I get to smash. And that's what I'm talking about. Get out there and get it, man.
All right, see that shit? I'm saying, I'm just going to show you that shit. All right, anyway, guys, I'm about to roll, man. I'm the motherfucking dean. Yeah, just soak all that stuff up, man. Soak that up, man. Yeah, man, watch that 9.5 weeks, man. I'm telling you, 9.5 weeks, Purple Rain, Bridges of Manson County. Y'all see how men are with women, okay? Okay? So, yeah, Bill Hill, go ahead and like, subscribe. We're doing another show with the guys. I got to get ready to go. But, yes, we are doing a show with the guys. But if y'all get a chance, I'm going to post that up tonight when I get back. So make sure y'all go ahead and like, subscribe, hit that button, get with me when you know, and we go in for there, okay? So other than that, man, I will definitely get at y'all later. I'm the Dean, man. Y'all, I appreciate all you guys. Y'all need me, holler at me. Chat room dogs, I appreciate you guys. Yeah, check out the poetry right there. Dropping tracks all the time, so check it out. Soak it up if you can, all right? So, yeah, but Bill Hill, we got that's this Sunday, Bill Hill. We're going to get together. We're going to talk about the sport of the game. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow, the sport of the game. All right, man. Let me get my ass to the motherfucking theater, man. I'm the Dean, man. Fuck with your boy, man. Respect to all you guys. You're great men. I got your back. When are you going to start to have your own back? Peace.
Where the kids at? Well, I thought they going to the movies.
Yeah, they are.
Where they at?
Huh? I'm not with you.
Man, it's not playing. Lee, y'all ready? It's time to go. Wait, is it under my name or what? You said Friday?